Now, the next general section, the first general section was the fact that God wins, that God is in control. The second general section is that people are going to like this idea. They're going to stream to it. They're going to want to be a part of what Micah is predicting here. They're going to want to be a part of God's moving the world toward the vine and fig tree vision. The Bible talks in the Old Testament a lot about the conversion of the Gentiles, while Israel was God's chosen people, that there was still this future day when all the other nations would be brought in to this one religion, the one true religion. Now, some people find that very controversial to say that one religion is superior to the others. They say, you know, religions are like people going up a mountain, and they all have different paths up the mountain, but eventually they all get to the top. Well, we've seen at least one religion come to our attention, and there may be many other religions that are equally, well, vile. There may be other religions which we'll find out are very evil, but they haven't caught our attention, like one. And this one religion, which we'll call the religion of jihadism, it's not going up the mountain with all the other people. In fact, its plan is to blow up the entire mountain with all the people on it. All the other religions, they'll blow them up. In fact, they're even willing to blow themselves up when they blow up the whole mountain with everybody on it. Now, that is just a completely different religion than that peaceful ideal of all the other religions peacefully climbing up the mountain on their own direction. In fact, the religions are not the same. They're very, very different. And Christianity is very, very different from all the other religions, and there's no other religion that's comparable. There is no other true religion. America's founding fathers spoke of true religions and false religions. The good thing, though, is that in contrast to the fringe jihadist religion, the religion of Christianity, as we see it in Micah, and as we see it taught by Jesus, is not one of blowing up other religions. It's not one of torturing other religions. It's not one of a Spanish Inquisition, but rather it's one that says, if you simply set forth God's promises, the vine and fig tree vision, and the word of God, that it does not return void, but that people will see, hey, that's what I want. And they will be changed by the power of the word and the spirit as it enters their mind, and they will voluntarily move in the direction of Micah's vine and fig tree vision. And so the great thing about this is, although it's controversial to say that one religion is superior to the others, it does mean that peace is possible, that peace is the way, and that the current conflict between religions disappears, it dissolves into not an ecumenical unity of all religions, but the fact that false religions die out or their adherents convert to the true religion. The goal is peace in Micah's vine and fig tree vision, and we'll see that in just a few minutes.